Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, that was Sister Janet Mead, and we lost her yesterday. That song charted on a couple of the major song charts. Let's see, I'll find where it is. I think it was on 2004, it was nominated for a Grammy along with Elvis Presley song, and she lost. But, you know, we could have guessed that, right? Anyway,
right.
She has gone home or gone to rest or, yeah, I had that conversation earlier today. So nobody really knows. Maybe our souls go to rest. There are places in the Bible that reference that we just rest and know nothing until the resurrection. And there's other places that say that we'd be in paradise. So maybe it's the same thing. Maybe we just won't know anything, so it seems like we go directly to paradise. I don't know. If that's true, then what happens to all the evidence of reincarnation and the spirits and ghosts that everybody sees and the near-death experiences where they go to heaven and see angels and get messages they bring back. I don't know what to think. I haven't picked any particular belief because all of them are equally possible. And it's up to the Father. It's up to the Father. So I'll just find out when I die. You know, if somebody I love dies first and wants to come back and tell me, I welcome it. I'll welcome it. Sometimes I do feel like my grandpa's watching over me because he was a chain smoker and I smell cigarette smoke. There's no cigarette smoke in my house and I don't have any close neighbors. So, but anything is possible. So I'm not saying it's this way or it's that way because there are references in the Bible to either way. And I don't think anybody's wrong. I think God lets us believe what we need to believe and he's going to make happen what we need. That's what he's all about, is what we need as his children. But I'm not going to say it's one way or the other for sure until I die and I find out. I'll come back and let you know. Anyway, when I can.
Oh, well, okay.
Well, if it's you go to rest and know nothing until the resurrection, of course, I can't come back and tell you. But all of it is a possibility. And one possibility is that God lets each one of us have what we need it to be. That is a possibility. There's so many possibilities. Leave your mind open, because it can be any one of them. The Bible says
sure.
a couple of
and
different.
Some of us could. Some of
yep.
us could get. I mean, we could all have different avenues. We don't know. Some might get some.
We don't know. We don't know. All we know for sure is that one day this earth will be a paradise of God's making, and many of us will dwell here rather than in heaven. We know that. Okay,
right.
that's in the Bible. We know that for a fact. What happens until then? We don't know for sure because it says a couple of different things in the Bible in different places with different authors. So, and you know, I might be committing a blasphemy here, but I believe that yes, the Bible is the inspired word of God. He did inspire each author in that Bible to write what they wrote. But you have to still remember that they were men, and human beings cannot help but have their own interpretations sneak into their writings, probably without even realizing it. And it would still be the word of God, but it has a different slant depending on who the author is. Now, I like I said, maybe I'm committing blasphemy. I don't know, but that's what I've always thought, because God did not write it. He inspired it to be written. It is the word of God as he inspired it. But you gotta read it and interpret it. You know, I wish I knew how to read the Bible that was in place before Constantine got hold of it, because he changed it. He wasn't supposed
yeah.
to, but he changed it. He took a lot of things out of it that would have taken government control away from the populace. But the populace couldn't read anyway. So, you know, but he did. He took things out of it because it suited him. So he ain't going to answer
yeah.
me for it. You know, he's got to answer to God for it. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. At any rate, I want to let you know about Sister Janet Mead. Okay? She was a singing nun, believe it or not. She was a nun. She was born in Australia. And she had, as I already told you, she had that Lord's Prayer version that we just heard was a chart hit, okay? And it went head-to-head with an Elvis song. Guess what? Elvis won. That's just how it went down. Okay, you computer, you. Don't do this to me. That's not nice. Okay, well, as I said, she was born in Australia. See, I had this all lined up, and then I hit the mouse or something, and it went wacko on me. So I gotta put it back to where I had it before, where I want to read for you. There we go. Okay, we got it. Anyway, okay. She, as I said, was born in Australia. Let's see where. This thing's all crumbed up. Come on. Come on, come on. I guess it really doesn't matter. Just start somewhere, Jenny. Okay. Number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100. And hit number 3 on the Australian Singles Chart in 1974. So she was something. She was really something. She was born in 1938, and she died January 26th of 2022, so just in the last few days. And she was a Catholic. Well, of course, she's a nun. Of course, she's Catholic. Jeez, Jenny, state the obvious. At any rate, that was what she was most known for, was the Lord's Prayer. It's not the only thing that she ever recorded, but, hey, for a 500,000 copies for that song, I think that's pretty phenomenal, you know? She was the second woman to hit Billboard charts while she was a nun. Now, you're going to say, two nuns? Yeah. Sister Luke Gabriella. And her given name was Jeannie Deckers. But she was dubbed the singing nun. And she had, in 1963, her hit was Dominica Nika. So y'all remember that. That was on the radio all the time. That was all the time. Sister Meads didn't get played that much. But, hey, you know, teenagers back then, they go for the Dominica Nika. They're not going to go for the Lord's Prayer except in church. So, but, hey, it charted. It charted. It had to have been heard, right? So I think it's pretty neat that she came in second to Elvis. That's cool. That's cool. All right. She taught music at St. Aloysius College in Adelaide. And that's where the video for the Lord's Prayer was made. And she taught school music classes, of course. And evidently she was a pretty good teacher, right? She came out with a rock mass concept that everybody really took after. Of course, it's Australia. They're different. It works, okay? So she was made music in schools, her focus, and they needed that. They needed that. So they have music classes and everything just like any other school. And so they did that. And she went, later in 1973, she went to Sydney for a recording session with Festival Records. And they wanted her to do a cover of a Donovan song, Brother Sun, Sister Moon. And she did. Why not, you know? It's good music, and it's fun. There's nothing wrong with it. And she's done an album, and that was released in 1974, and it hit number 19. And the name of it was With You, I Am. You know, she's got, she was a music person. She considered her pop music career her calling. And she took the success of that album to be the confirmation of that. So she was something special. She was really something special. And in 2004, she received the Yamaha Golden Gospel Award in recognition of her services to Australian Christian music at the Australian Gospel Music Awards in Canberra. And in 2004, she was named South Australian of the Year for her care of the homeless. So she did more than music. She was really in there, you know, roll up her sleeves, get dirty, and take care of stuff. So she was a very, very special person. And we lost her to cancer in Adelaide. She died in Adelaide on January 26th of 2022 at the age of 83. So she was something special, and we lost another treasure. You know, at 83, it's like, that wasn't old enough. She had too much more to give, but it's not up to us. Nobody asked our opinion. And she did a lot with her life, and people loved her. People loved her music. I'm sure the children just got so much out of her teaching that you can't hardly, we can call it a loss, but we can't very easily be so sad, because she left a very great legacy. And how many children that she raised and taught music to in all of those years. And to have a nun be able to chart with her songs and her album, that is phenomenal. See, that's the crazy thing. People think that when women become nuns, they leave the rest of their life behind. Well, you know what? It depends on what order they join. They just have to modify. They don't have to leave it behind. They just have to modify it. And it's perfectly good. They still help the poor. They help the homeless. They teach children. They do music. They have regular lives. It's just centered around Jesus Christ and the Lord God. And there's nothing wrong with that. If that's what they're called to do, that's good stuff. So we lost Sister Janet, and I'm sure there are many people in Australia that are feeling that right now. And they have my empathy. They have my sympathy. And it'll be a long time. They may never get over that loss. But that's okay. That's okay. All right. I've got something that was... it was initiated and pushed by John. And it's like, you know what? Never discourage anybody. If they want to sing, they should be able to go for it. So, right now, if she's ready, I know she's willing. Not yet. Yeah, now. I'm ready. What are you telling me not yet for? Anyway, Victoria was kind of gently nudged into singing the song, and she doesn't have a way to record her voice and then email it to me so that I can load it into my studio. So we agreed. It's just a short one, but she's brave enough to do it, and we agreed that she could do it live. Okay? So, are you ready now, honey? Yeah. What is that goodness gosh sound I'm hearing? What are you doing? Hello?
Oh,
Victoria?
I'm here. Hang on a minute.
Waiting for Victoria to organize.
Yeah. I need to find it.
You got it?
Not yet. Put me back on mute for a minute.
Okay. Would you need me to play another song, honey, and then you can get ready in the next 3 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'm muting her, and we're going to get to another song, Oh, I've got one right in front of me. It wasn't given to me today, but I like it. I think I probably played it last Sunday, but I don't care. I'm going to play it now again. It's Love Shine a Light.
Love shine a light in every corner of my heart. Let the love light carry. Let the love light carry. Light of the magic in every little part. Let our love shine a light in every corner of our heart. Love shine a light in every corner of my dream. Let the love light carry. Let the love light carry. I'm a mighty river flowing from the stream. Let our love shine a light in every corner of my dream. And we're all gonna shine a light together. Shine a light in every corner of the world. Let the love light carry. Let the love light carry. Light of the magic for every boy and girl. Let our love shine a light in every corner of the world. And we're all gonna shine a light together.
They had to take that on there for some reason. I don't know. It wasn't bad, but okay. So, I haven't heard from... Yes, that song I just did was done in 2016. So, you guys know who that was. So, all right. Victoria says she's ready. Okay, honey. Are you, whatever is making that gosh-awful loud rubbing sound, you got to stop that. Okay, well, you got to stop it because it overpowers everything else.
Okay.
That can't be running while you're doing this, okay?
I'll put one down.
Okay, okay. That'll be good. That'll be good.
Okay.
So... are you ready?
Okay. Yes, I was going to sing this.
Okay, but you're not going to sing all four and five verses, are you?
No, just the first two.
Okay. I can deal with that. I can't.
Okay.
I don't even like to sing all the verses. That just makes it too long. Okay?
No, I just do the first two.
Okay. And if you get nervous or whatever, you can stop after the first one if you need to. That's only you know that, okay? That's up to
okay.
you.
I thought my aunt could help me.
Nope. It's all you, honey. If you want to, now you can back out anytime you want to. That is the beauty of doing it live. All right. It's up
okay.
to you. You are in control of this. It's up to you. Okay.
Let me go on and done how I'm right now.
Okay.
There it goes.
Okay. Go.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I loved the old cross with the dearest and best, for the world of sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Okay, this is the second verse. To the old rugged cross I'll be true, it's shame, and reproach gladly bear. Then I'll call me someday, then he'll call me someday for my home far away, where his glory was, his glory forever I shall go. That's it. I'm not going to sing no more.
Okay, okay. Yeah, you're not real familiar with that second verse, are you? That's okay.
No.
That's okay. Honey, you had to go. Well, see, now you know you can do it. So you can pick a song and you can practice it, and you'll feel much more confident the second time. So it's good.
I think I'll practice on Anne, like me.
For your first time, you did very, very well, honey. You really did, because I know you're scared spitless. I know you are, and that's okay. That's okay. So thank you for coming and doing that for us. It's all
you're
a
welcome.
Growing curve. And you did pretty good for a, oh, do this song, spur of the moment thing.
What?
Oh, you
well,
should know
who
that
was. A certain special person, certain guy we know what that's in the chat wanted me to sing this.
Yeah. And we try and do what he likes. So it's okay.
Yes.
You did a pretty good job, darling. So now you know you can do it, right?
Okay.
And
okay,
so,
me back.
Yes, and Ann can talk you in how to get a voice recorder and how to handle that way so that we can get, you can start doing good quality stuff when you want to.
Yeah.
So there you
yeah.
go. Okay, darling, did you want me to put you back on mute?
Yes.
Okay, that's where you're comfortable, sweetheart. Here you go. Okay, that was the special part of our program. Now, I'm going to sing a song that the only copy I could find of Elvis singing this was a home recording, and he didn't sing it. The gal with him sang it. So it's kind of like, you know, anytime he wants to remedy that, we'll let him. This is a PJ Probe. You guys remember PJ, don't you? He did a lot of demos for Elvis back in the day, and he's gone now, but he had a good voice, and he performed all the way through. So here's PJ Proby singing a song called He.
That makes our darkness bright. He keeps watch all through each long and lonely night. He still finds the time to hear a child's first prayer. Saint lost in a call. And
hide the rainbow's end. He alone can see what lies beyond the bend. He can touch a tree and turn the leaves to gold. He knows every lie that you and I have told. Though it makes him sad to see the way we live, he'll always say,
had a voice, you know, truly, truly. And I did find out he is still alive, but he is retired. And he opened his mouth and advocated marriage to young girls. I mean, young girls, like 14, 16. And people that booked his tour and bought tickets and everything weren't too crazy about that idea. So he had to cancel his whole tour. You think he would have learned from Jerry Lee Lewis? You know? That's what kind of got Jerry Lee in the trash can for a while, too. But you know what? It depends on where you're from. It really does. If you're from the Tennessee Hills or the Arkansas Hills or Adirondacks, whatever like that, and you live back in some of those hollows, it's a perfectly acceptable practice as long as it is consensual and it's okay with mom and daddy. You know, it just depends on where you're from, what you grew up with. Sometimes it's just not a bad thing as long as they're not 6 and 7 years old. Now, that really sucks. But, you know, teenagers, by the time they hit 14, they're young women to some standards. So they can bear children. They can be mamas. They can be wives because that's how they've been raised. And I just don't, I can't condemn that policy when that's what it is in the area they live, and you know daddy's going to be watching. Keep her safe, and hopefully her husband's going to keep her safe. So I can't say he's wrong. It's just not done where I come from, but I grew up in the Pacific Northwest, so that's a whole different ballgame. It just is what it is. You can't condemn a practice until you realize what area it's from and what the customs are of that area. See? So I never condemn something like that. It's just some places it's just how it is. And it's not a big deal. So don't condemn until you know it's up to God to judge, not us. So there you go. Okay. I mean, it's like, what is Japan I'm thinking of? Or India, something like that. A boy and a girl are pledged to each other when they're 5 or 6 years old. I think it's India. They're pledged to marry when they're 5 and 6 years old. So different places have different customs. Don't condemn any of it because that's only up to God. Okay, good deal.
Well,
good
deal. It's also ruined a lot of women's lives because of that too, and that's.
But here again, we can't judge that simply because if they grew up in an area where that is an accepted practice, they knew that was going to happen. And if it turned out badly, well, that's what happens sometimes. It's part of it, you know, and we can't condemn the whole practice when it's normal for a certain area just because it's ruined some women's lives. And that's true. I personally knew someone who got married when she was 13, and she married a guy that was 35. Her parents condoned it and said, yeah, it'll be a good thing. He'll take care of her. And it turned out fine. She had 3 babies by the time she's 20, but, you know, it was okay. So you can't condemn a whole practice just because sometimes it doesn't do well, you know?
Oh, I didn't say it ruined everyone's life. I just said
no. I know. And it does. It does ruin some women's lives, but you can get married at 35 and have it ruin your life, you know? Getting married young, I don't think, has anything to do with that. It has to do with the people involved. So, but you're right. Yeah, you're right to say that. It has. As with any other practice that's specific to certain areas, you know, I can't say it doesn't because it does. Okay, I've got something here now. Are you ready, Anne? Because I'm playing it. Here is Anne singing We Call on Him.
We call on Him wherever storm clouds gather. We call on Him to light our darkest day. Why must it be that only when we're lonely and hopes are dim, we call on Him? And count our blessings and thank Him while we know. We call on Him when no one else will answer. We ask of Him a reason to go on. When our cup of joy becomes a cup of sorrow, filled to the brim, we call on Him. And count our blessings and thank Him while we may.
There you go. You're getting the hang of it, Anne. Sounds pretty good. So, yes, you're learning how that MP3 recording stuff works, and you're getting better all the time, girl. That was really good. That was really good. Okay. Working on the Building by none other than Elvis Presley.
Well, I'm working on a building, it's a true foundation. I'm holding up the bloodstain banner for my Lord. Well, I never get tired of working on the building. I'm going up to heaven, oh yeah, to get my reward, my reward. Well, I'm working on the building, it's a true foundation. I'm holding up the bloodstained banner for my Lord. Well, I never get tired of working on the building. I'm going up to heaven, oh yeah, to get my reward, my reward. Well, I'm working on the building, it's a true foundation. I'm holding up the bloodstained banner for my Lord. Well, I never get tired of working on the building. I'm going up to heaven, oh, heavily in my reward, my reward. I'm working on the building, it's a true foundation. I'm holding up the bloodstained banner for my Lord. Well, I'll never get tired of working on the building. I'm going up to heaven, my reward, my reward. Well, I'm working on the building, it's a true foundation. I'm holding up the bloodstained banner for my Lord. I'll never get tired of working on the building for my Lord. I'm going up to heaven, for the Lord, to get my reward.
Cool. I love that. I think that is an awesome song. I think that's awesome. And he always does such a good job, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how does he do it? Well, he just has that talent. So that's what he did. Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. I've got one. Charlie Hodge. He kept on performing. He just continued. This song John sent me is from when he was in, not Elvis, it's from when Charlie was in Rotterdam. In January of 1981, on the 25th, and the song is His Hand in Mine. But Charlie does a bit of talking beforehand.
Let's go. Wow. Thank you. I get my breath on that one. I'm getting too old for this. Okay. Over the years, you know, we were in 18 months, we were in Germany. And on the weekends, when I'd go up to visit Elvis, well, a lot of times it was, you know, it was bad. It was winter weather, and we couldn't go out. And so we would sing. In fact, the first duet we did was in the album Elvis Is Back. We got it out of the middle of a spiritual album by the Golden Gate Quartet, a song called I Will Be Home Again. And we did that. That song was born in Germany. Then another song we used to do in Germany turned out to be the title song of his first gospel album. So with your permission, I'd like to sing that for you. All right? You may ask me how I know my Lord. Doubt the things I say and doubt the way I feel. But I know he's real today. He'll always be. I can feel his hand in mine, and that's enough for me. I will never walk alone.
Have a beautiful tenor voice. And you know, when he and Elvis did duets, oh, that was pristine. That was pristine.
Mm-hmm. It was.
And I tried playing that. I have a duet by them that I tried playing yesterday, and I couldn't find it. So evidently, I didn't put it in the library. But you know what? It'll be on Thursday's show. I'm not going to let it get away. That's for sure. It's too good. It's totally too good. And he got to Rotterdam to sing that. Sang it live in Rotterdam. You guys know where Rotterdam is, don't you? No. Okay.
Wait a minute. It's in, oh, gosh.
Yeah, you know. You're going to kick yourself
Norway?
When I say it.
Is it Norway? Where is it?
No.
Rotterdam.
It's the Netherlands.
Netherlands.
Holland. And the people that live there use those two names for their country interchangeably, the Netherlands and Holland. It's, let's see, Amsterdam is on the coast facing west. And Rotterdam, you go a little bit south on that same coast, and then you'll come to Rotterdam. Amsterdam is where the university is, and those kinds of things. When you go to Rotterdam, that is the industrial town. That's where the shipping yards and stuff are.
Yeah.
So, hey, you know what? He went to where the working man was. Fully on college kids. Honey's college kids. Go to where the working man is. You know? But I think that is so special that he actually got there. He got to Europe, you know, to perform. And that's something Elvis always wanted to do. And he should have been able to, but we all know why that didn't happen. So that's okay. All right, I have another one that John sent me. And John sent me, unless I say different, John sent me all these songs, okay? If it's some other way, I'll say different. Right now? Huh, yeah. So this is actually a reverend singing this, Reverend Kelly Lee. And the name of the song is Where Do I Go From Here?
Touch my heart and guide my lips in prayer. Through the grace of God alone, I'll cast aside these fears I've known and lift myself from the depth of deep despair.
Preacher, eh?
Mm.
Yeah, and she's middle-aged. I think she was blonde. But yeah, it's really cool. She did this the same as a lot of videos that we see lately, just kind of walking around out in this small area in the countryside. And you can't walk fast when you're singing. You really can't. I do not know. I do not understand. I will never be able to fathom how Elvis did all that jumping, hopping, wiggling, and gyrating and still had the breath to sing. That was, honey, that was a minor miracle right there. I just, my word, but I'm glad he did.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow, I tell you.
You know, the man got the music. Oh, yeah, the man got the music in him.
Those younger ones with him, when he had so much energy and was so young. Wow, I don't know where.
It didn't have to be a younger one. He did pretty damn good in his late 30s.
Well, he did, definitely, yeah.
He was still doing pretty good when he was 40. You know, it's just something he didn't have to try for. God gave him the music inside his bones and inside his blood.
Yeah.
And he had to get it out somehow, and that's how he did it. And thank you, God, for your very large gifts. You know, that nobody can do it like Elvis. Ain't nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who they are. Nope. All right, now I have, this is kind of a special one. I'd never heard this song before. And John told me that this song, his mama used to sing.
Oh, really?
Yes. And it's a beautiful song. Now, this version is sung by Joe Stafford and Gordon McRae. Gives you an idea. But it's called Beautiful Isle of Somewhere. love that song. I love that. Mm-hmm. I've never heard that before, but I don't know. It might be a Baptist church song. I don't know. I never went to a Baptist church except once in my life. I like it. I had a fantastic time that Sunday. It was great. But anyway, I have something that I ran across that I want to read to you guys. That it kind of takes you through a progression of what we can expect. And we cannot expect everything to be smooth and beautiful and just fall into our laps all the time just because we're a child of God and God loves us. I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. We have our dreams and we have our aspirations, and that doesn't mean that they all come true. Hopefully, the ones that we hang on to the most tenaciously will come true eventually, but we don't have any guarantees. We don't. And that's where faith comes in. That's where trust in the Father comes in. You hang on to those dreams that you treasure, that you really, I don't want to say need, but that comes the closest to the word that I'd be looking for, the dreams that you need to have happen. Hang on to them, because God promises that if we have faith, our dreams will come true. You know, now I want to read you something here, because everything's not going to be bright and pretty and smooth in the meantime. Okay? This is from Romans 5. And it's, I'm just going to read down as far as I read down. And when I get done with the subject I'm trying to put across, I'll let you know how far I went. I'm starting at verse 1. It says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Okay, and that's where I'm going to stop. And that was through verse 6. So, Romans 5, 1 through 6, and that lets you know. Okay. Now, when we see that word tribulation, everybody goes, no. Panic sets in. No. Don't do that to yourself. How it's used here is tribulation just means troubles. Problems that you have to solve. And every life has those. Without those, it would be flat out boring. You know, you got to have something to solve once in a while, you know. So if this is just the progression, you have the peace that Jesus gives you. And by that, you have faith into his grace. And you can stand in that grace and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God, because then you have that hope of eternal life that Jesus died for us for. He died to give us that hope. And so by faith, you have that hope. And then you're supposed to be glad for the troubles that come into your life. Oh, and believe me, that's hard. That's a tough one. That is a really tough row to hoe. But you know what? Through those troubles and problems, we gain patience, because we realize that as we work through those, we have to wait for the resolution of them, but it will come. So we learn patience. And as we learn that patience, we get experience in dealing with these things that have to be taken care of one way or another. So, and through that experience of knowing that, we gain the hope of the outcome. So it all works together to our good, to be what we strive to be, which is like Jesus Christ. We do strive for that. We're going to fall short every single time. It's just, you know, you're going to fall down and break your nose more than once because you're going to fall short. Nobody can be like Jesus, but we are supposed to try. We are supposed to strive for that, you know? So remember that. When you fall down and crash your nose against the ground, it's okay. That's how it's supposed to happen. That lets you know that you're at least trying to be like Jesus. And you screwed it up, and you fell down, you bumped your head, whatever. Get up and try it again. That's what we're supposed to do, and we try to do it better the next time. We try to not break our nose when we fall on it, maybe just bump it or skin it up a little bit. But, you know, you're supposed to keep trying. You got to keep trying because we are human. We are not Jesus Christ. We are not perfect like Jesus Christ. And even Jesus Christ succumbed to anger. He went and ripped that temple six ways from Sunday. He destroyed everything because he was angry at the money changers and cheating the people. So I guess that means nobody's perfect. But he was doing it for the right reason, okay? There is a wrong and a right to anger. My feeling is anger is never good, but it's going to happen. But make sure that it's happening for the right reason and not just because you feel mad at somebody, okay? It's got to be the right reason. And no matter what the reason is, you're still going to have to ask for that forgiveness from the Father. You're still going to have to ask for Jesus' guidance. He knows what it feels like to fall down. And he knows what it feels like to get back up and say, Father, I am sorry. Help me. You just do that and you keep on going. You keep on trying to be better. You keep on trying to improve that. And you keep on trying to be more like Jesus. Hey, you know, we're never going to get there until we die. But you know what? Biggest point is to keep trying. You gotta keep trying. And everything's gonna come out okay as long as you keep trying. Okay? So remember that, guys. Just remember that. It's okay. And I've got, oh no, that's not the one I wanted. Okay, it's down there. This is Tennessee Ernie Ford. I've always loved his voice, that bass. He's not as deep a bass as JD, I know that, but I didn't know about JD when I was a kid. So Tennessee Ernie is as close as I got. But here he is singing, Must Jesus Bear the Cross Alone?
Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No. For everyone, and there the cross for me. The consecrated cross I'll bear till death shall set me free. And then go home, my crown to wear, for there's a crown for me. Upon the crystal pavement, down at Jesus' pierced feet, joyful I'll cast my golden crown and his dear name repeat. Oh, precious cross, oh, glorious crown, oh,
still like it. Anyway, I have a reggae gospel, and it says gospel reggae right on the album cover, but her name is in question, because when you look below it on the printed blurbies that they put under a listing, they have her name as Carlene Davis, but when you look on the album, her name is Carnal. It's Carllnl on the album. I know, because I looked at this for a good 5 minutes trying to decipher it, and that's what I came up with, letter by letter. But they put it down as Carlene. Maybe that's how she pronounces it. I don't know her, so I can't say for sure. But here's a reggae version of Why Me, Lord?
Oh Lord, woo-hoo. Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known?
Oh, tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you
for the kind?
Jesus,
I'm waiting for, help me, Jesus.
you got to admit, that was a little bit different. And I really liked it. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, it was different, yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. Okay, I along those same lines. Oh, okay, I'm going to do this one first. Okay. Get out the tissues, Ann. You are going to need them on this one because every time I hear this, I cry. This is something, they played this song at my sister's funeral, and they have the words as a poem printed inside the cover of my grandma's funeral program. So, it is very emotional for me to hear this, but it's too beautiful to just ignore and not play. But I promise you, every time I hear it, it makes me cry because it reminds me of my sister and my grandma. So here is something that was written and is performed by Jimmy Scott, and the name of it is The Garden.
Could build a stairway and memories a lane. We'd walk right up to heaven and bring you back again. It broke our hearts to lose you, but you did not go alone. For part of us went with you the day God called you. God looked around his garden and he found an empty place. Then he looked down upon the earth and he saw your precious face. He put his arms around you and he lifted you to rest. God's garden must be beautiful. He always takes the best. Yes, he always takes the best. We knew that you were suffering. We knew you were in pain. We knew you'd never get well on this earth again. So he closed your weary eyes and he whispered, peace be thine. Then he took you up to heaven, so gentle and so kind. God looked around his garden and he found an empty place. Then he looked down upon the earth and he saw your precious face. He put his arms around you and he lifted you to rest. God's garden must be beautiful. He always takes the best. Oh, God's garden must be beautiful. He always takes the best.
I will not be. Oh, look, 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 look bottle of water. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be moved.
Because there's just a couple of minutes of putting myself back together. The record for that song is still intact every single time. So, hey, you know, doesn't mean I'm never going to play it. Because it reminds me of the people I loved. So, hey, it gets played. And you know what? I'm going to play something now because it just seems to be a day for it. Hope you enjoy it.
Once I stood in the night with my head bowed low in the darkness as black as could be, and my heart felt alone, and I cried, oh Lord, don't hide your face from me. Hold my hand all the
palace so tall with great riches.
A song that helps you recover your composure. I needed a few minutes for that. Oh my goodness gosh. But you know, some songs just do that to you, you know? And that's okay. That's okay. Crying.
I'm back.
What, honey?
I said I'm back. I had a phone call. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Well, you missed me.
I heard the first part of this song. Anyway.
That's all right. You know how to get it again if you want to listen to it. It's okay.
I know.
So there you go. Okay. Next. Now, obviously, John didn't send me that song. Okay. And he did send me the Million Dollar Quartet song. It was just a couple weeks ago. So it wasn't yesterday, but I have some more that we are going to play that he did send, and this is Caribbean Gospel, I Surrender All.
I surrender all to thee.
cool. Caribbean, reggae, bring it on, honey. Bring it on, because it's awesome.
I've heard that one before.
I haven't either. I know that I have heard the song, yes. I've not heard this version before. But, oh, my gosh. I love it. I totally love it. And then when you put in Hillbilly Gospel, and you get the mandolins and the banjos and all, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. And I do have some of that. I don't know if I'll be able to get to it today, but that's okay because it's not going anywhere. I've got it. And I've just got so many things to play that it's just so much fun. Anyway, for right now, I'm going to play Elvis singing his mama's favorite hymn, Known Only to Him.
Hello, it's WW0384, take one.
Okay.
Well, we're going to hit only...
Wait just a second, Bill.
All right.
In this world of fear and doubt, on my knees I ask the question, why a lonely heavy cross?
LWW0384, take two.
In this world of fear and doubt, on my knees I ask the question, why a lonely heavy cross I must bear? Then he tells me in my prayer, it's because I am trustworthy. He gives me strength far more than my share. Known only to Him are the great hidden secrets. I fear not the darkness when my flame shall dim. I know not what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. It's a secret known only to Him.
Only to Him.
I love that. That's quite rapidly becoming one of my favorite hymns. Because how, yes, and how much more comforting can it be that everything that we ever think or say or do or dream is known only to Him, not everybody in the whole wide world. I like that. He knows everything. He wants you to talk to Him. He wants you to tell Him. But He already knows it. I find that a very comforting thought. I find that very comforting. Okay, we were talking about the different styles of gospel a little while ago, and we played some reggae, and we played some Caribbean. And guess what? I have now some... Let's see, what would you call this? I almost want to call it hillbilly. There's a mandolin in it and guitar and stuff like that. It's by Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver. You guys know what Quicksilver really is? It's a fancy name for mercury. You know the old thermometers that used to have that spirit glass in it, and as it got warmer, the mercury would rise inside that spirit glass? That's Quicksilver. That's Quicksilver. It's the same thing. It's just a fancy name for it. Quicksilver sounds less threatening than mercury. But it's the same thing. Same. Okay, so this is Doyle Loss. Where that came from, I have no idea. It just kind of fell out. So Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, and they're going to sing Live for Him Because He Died for Me. Country. All right. I've got something that John sent me from, now John has sent me all of these unless I say different. I already told you that. I just wanted to remind you of it. This is something from John Denver. Now that's pretty country. That's pretty country. We lost him way too early. He had some troubles in his life, but he died by accidental car crash is what it was. He was driving a test plane. He had talked him into letting him use the test plane. And it's like, you dummy. It hadn't been completely proven yet, but he wanted to fly that. And, well, that's evidently how he was supposed to go. And he died happy. He died doing something he wanted to do. So, okay, you can't ask for better than that, you know. This is a song that he did that called Healing Time on Earth.
Let the mountains talk, let the river run. There is wisdom here, there is much to learn, there is much to know, much to understand. In this healing time, shared my joy, you have felt my pain. In this healing time, walk with me again. Through these darker days, on this narrow line, help me find my way.
virus thing. So the song still applies. It's a healing time for this Mother Earth. Okay, Enya. Oh yeah, Enya. Journey.
You know my, excuse me, my.
That's all right.
Nurse, you know, I have a nurse that's coming by here right now, and a therapist too, a couple, two, three times a week. She was telling me that right now the virus here has reached its peak and it should start going back down. So I'm hoping that she's correct, but going away, I'm not sure about that. I don't think that's going to happen for a while, but it was really good news.
Yes.
It was going down anyway.
And it is going back down. It's going back down here quite rapidly, actually. It reached a peak of 45,000 a day, and I think the other day I looked at it and it was down to 14,000.
Mm-hmm.
But the
mm-hmm.
deaths are much less of a percentage than they were with the first COVID. And you know this sucker's never going away because it's just like a cold or flu virus. Every time we have a new strain to deal with, when we conquer that, it mutates into another one. And colds do that, the flu does that, and guess what? It's just another virus, people. It just happens that some people are more susceptible and it kills them. Just like with the flu, some people are more susceptible and it kills them. I have yet to learn of a fatal cold, but, you know, viruses are not good things because, well, I'm not going to get into that. That's my opinion, and I've heard doctors tell me so, but that's all right. This is not the time and place to get into that. But, yeah, it has been going down here as well. So I'm hoping that's happening everywhere. Be nice if it could get down to 200 a day with no deaths.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Hey, you know, you got
to
have a goal.
Some positive news.
Yeah, you got to have a goal. Yes, exactly. So, and I get that with my weather on my phone, so for Georgia. But anyway, Enya, Journey of the Angels.
Angels begin
Yes, I think she is Irish. Some of the backgrounds on some of her videos and things, I think so. I would need to check that out to be absolutely certain, but I think so. At any rate, hey guys, guess what? I got 4 minutes left. So, thank you, Sue, for coming and being with me, even though you had to answer another phone call. You take care of business, darling. You just take care of what you need to take care of, okay? And that's perfectly fine.
I'm okay. It was a friend of mine checking on me, and he's always funny as he can be. And anyway, I was laughing a lot, but I told him I'd call him back.
But at least you got somebody checking on you. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, everyone have a good evening, and enjoyed the show, and thank you both for putting it together. It sounded wonderful, and some beautiful music.
Yep, the music is about 98% from John, and that just makes it special for me, because a lot of those are songs that I've never heard before, and some of them were old favorites from my childhood, and it's really special. It's really special when somebody else comes up with songs I know. I think that's great. And thank you for being here for the whole thing, you know. I mean, you had to leave for a few minutes, but you came back. You didn't have to come back, and you did. And I think that's wonderful.
Oh,
so thank
that's
you
okay. I wasn't just going to leave, and
well,
I can call him
you
back.
Can't help it. Yeah, sometimes you can't help
well,
it.
Well, that's
though.
True. Sometimes I can't. But
that's okay.
But
that's okay.
Today's more of a peaceful day, so. Anyway,
okay.
Tomorrow I get started all over again, and I have a lot on my list, but I'll get it done.
Yes, I'm doing the porch, finally.
How are you?
Just because I want to avoid the back bedroom.
Oh, I see. Well, help I
well it's only
too.
Got, it's only got, you know, it doesn't have as much stuff as the living room and kitchen did, but it's still a lot. But at any rate, thank you, everybody in the chat. John, thank you for the beautiful music. You know, honey, I give credit where credit is due. You send me these songs, and it makes the show. It really does. It's so much better than me coming up with songs, because you come up with songs I don't know about. And I put some of my songs with it, and we end up with a good show for everybody. So thank you so much. And thank you, everybody in the chat, you know, Manette, Kathy, Ann, Susan, Victoria. I don't want to forget Victoria. You know, she was here, and she sang for us. Victoria sang for us. Ann sang for us. Absolutely fantastic. Thank you, guys, for having the intestinal fortitude to just put yourself right out there and have a little fun with God's music. I really like that. Thank you. Good night. God bless you. And I'll see you on Thursday, eh? So here we go. And I think Shauna's going to have a book club on Monday night. I'm not sure. I haven't heard for sure. But anyway, I'll see you for Thursday for sure. So here you go, guys. Bless you. Stay safe. Stay well. Bye.
If I have caused one's foot to go astray, if I have walked in my own willful way, dear Lord, forgive the sins I have confessed to thee. Forgive my secret sins I do see. Oh,